In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today's epistle reading reminds me of a joke that I once heard one of my former parishioners tell me when I arrived at my first parish. It's about a group of scientists that got together and decided that man had come a long way. They had become wise and no longer needed God. So they picked one scientist to go up and tell God that they were done with him. The scientist walked up to God and said, "God, we've decided that we no longer need you. We're to the point that we can clone people and do many miraculous things, so why don't you just go on and get lost?" God listened very patiently and kindly to the man, and after the scientist was done talking, God said, "Very well, how about this? Let's say we have a man-making contest." To which the scientist replied, "Okay, great." But God added, "Now, we're going to do this just like I did back in the old days with Adam." The scientist said, "Sure, no problem." And he bent down and he grabbed a handful of dirt. And God just looked at him and said, "No, no, no. You get your own dirt." As witty, as humorous as that joke can be, there is undoubtedly truth to it. Yes, God created the world and formed man out of the dust of the ground, but that is not the truth I am referring to. Yes, science has done and can do lots of good things. God is at work in it, but that's not the truth I'm referring to either. No, the truth I am referring to is the assumption of the scientists that can be summed up in a particular statement. Man has come a long way. We've become wise. We no longer need God. What's being said here? Well, obviously that you can have absolutely no need for God, but why? Why did they say that in the joke? It's because they have become wise in their own eyes. They assume that they can and have progressed to the point where they have outgrown the need for God. In short, the wisdom of man has surpassed the wisdom of God. Sound familiar? This assumption, this mindset, this wisdom in our own eyes extends far beyond the joke. It extends far beyond any scientific lab, research center, or classroom. Just take a minute, stop, and listen. Listen to what is being said around you in the world today. "What the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve." Napoleon Hill. Success is a state of mind. If you want success, start thinking of yourself as success. Dr. Joyce Brothers. And of course, let's not forget the most famous and well-known, albeit I don't know the author, "You can do anything if you set your mind to it." That's how the world sees itself. Now, catch the thought, the mindset, the assumptions behind the statements. For they are as follows. Humans have no limitations. We keep getting better and better, smarter and smarter, stronger and stronger. In fact, given enough time, we can do whatever we want to do. Fix whatever we want to fix. Cure whatever we want to cure. Just look at how far we have come. Why, according to the world, we can make a man into a woman and a woman into a man. So they say. Why, we can even make it so that a man can have a baby. Or so they say. Undoubtedly, the world is wise in their own eyes. But it's not just the world. It's individual people in the world. People like you. People like me. We think that we are so smart, so wise, so capable of doing, fixing, and curing anything. You get sick, no problem, right? I mean, we just think we need to find the right doctor, take the right medication, spend the right amount of money, get the right tests, get the right treatments, and we will beat this thing. We're fighters. We're survivors. You look at our country, our state, our city. You see its poor shape. Morally, socially, economically. And you think, okay, we can fix this. All we need is to vote the right person in, keep the right person in office who has the right policies, the right views, and we will fix this. We will turn this country and this city around. We'll fix our problems. Or you come to church, you hear that you're a sinner, that you've done something against God's word this week. You think, well, okay, no problem. I'll just try harder. I'll do better. God will reward my effort. He will see my hard work. He will allow me to go to heaven. You see, you and I, we think we've got it all figured out. We're smart enough, wise enough, strong enough. And if you give us enough time, man, there is no limit to what we can do. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Shun evil. Solomon says in Proverbs 3, verse 7. And today in our epistle reading, St. Paul reminds us that our wisdom, our capability, our strength, our might are nothing. For the foolishness of God, St. Paul says, is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. St. Paul's words to the Corinthians admonish us. Do not rely on human wisdom. Do not value it, treasure it, or put your trust in it. It is temporary. It is perishable. And before God, our wisdom is nothing but foolishness. Do you really think the right doctor, medicine, or an unlimited supply of money can cure all terminal illnesses? Can these things stop you from dying? Foolishness. We are sinners, and the just wages of our sin is death. Death is inevitable. Do you really think that a politician is going to be able to fix the country, the city, the world? Foolishness. They are sinners just like you and me. They mess up. They hurt people, intentionally or unintentionally. They think of themselves first, just like you do, just like I do. Do you really think you're ever going to be good enough? That you'll ever do enough good works to get into heaven? Do you really think that you are perfect without sin as your heavenly Father is? Foolishness. There is no one who is perfect. No one who does good, no, not even one, St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans. Human beings are not getting better. We are born sinful. We are by nature sinful and unclean. Our hearts, our minds, our reason, our actions, all tainted with sin. And our human wisdom cannot stop us from dying. Can't fix this world, can't save us from sin, from the devil, or from death. Human wisdom leads to the same place it always has. Sin, suffering, pain, war, bloodshed, violence, hatred, division, and death. St. Paul, even King Solomon, are right when they exhort us not to rely on human wisdom, not to be wise in our own eyes, but instead to fear the Lord, to rely on true wisdom, the wisdom from above, the wisdom from on high, the wisdom of God. For the man who has and relies on true wisdom, on the wisdom of God, he is the one who is blessed. He has understanding. He has something far greater and more profitable than any earthly perishable treasure. Gold, silver, health, wealth, or precious jewels. The one who relies and trusts on the wisdom of God has long life, riches, honor, and peace. And just what precisely is the wisdom of God? St. Paul declares that the wisdom of God, it is not abstract, it is not secret, it is not hidden, it is not even a propositional statement like the current season is weather, true or false. You know, you can't be agreed to or disagreed with as a simple true or false statement. No, truth is greater than the words of man. Truth is a person. Truth is the Word made flesh. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God, St. Paul declares. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus proclaims. Christ Jesus our Lord is the wisdom from above, the wisdom from on high, the wisdom of God. Dear saints of the living God, how beautiful, how grand, how magnificent the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God that surpasses all our human wisdom. The wisdom of God that shines forth from the cross and the empty tomb. Christ Jesus our Lord, God in the flesh, who is the wisdom, saw fit to take on our weak, frail human flesh, to live for you the perfect obedient life that you and I could never live for ourselves, to love you by taking your punishment and my punishment, the punishments that we deserve, to be whipped, to be spit on, to be mocked, to be crucified for you, to suffer everything, even death upon the cross, rather than being separated from you forever. And then to rise again on the third day from the grave in order to conquer sin, death, and the devil. Those very things that corrupt us and seek to destroy us. Christ tramples down by his own death and rises victoriously to new life with healing in his wings to bestow his riches of wisdom, mercy, grace, and love upon you. Jesus is the wisdom of God, and to know Jesus, to believe in him, and to call upon his name is to have the wisdom of God. And you, dear saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, you have the wisdom of God, for you have Christ. For he has given himself to you this day in simple words, saying to you, no more shall your sin separate you from my presence and keep you from being with me. For I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He has given himself to you in simple, plain water, saying to you, no more shall death have mastery over you. No more shall death be the end of your story. For in baptism, you were united to Christ in a death like his and a resurrection like his. In baptism, you were made a child of God and given eternal life. And Christ has given himself to you in, with, and under simple bread and wine, so that you may taste, touch, hear, smell, and see Bethlehem, Golgotha, Easter, Pentecost, Ascension, and all of eternity, so that you may know that Jesus is with you, that he loves you, that he forgives you, that he welcomes you into God's eternal presence. Dear people of thy God, how blessed are you this day? For you have something far greater and more profitable than any earthly and perishable treasure like human wisdom, gold, silver, or precious jewels. You have eternal life, riches, honor, and peace. Peace with God and peace with your fellow man. Because you have the wisdom of God, Christ Jesus, our Lord. Receive that wisdom, week after week, here in church, in word and sacrament. Cling to that wisdom. Love that wisdom. Live always in that wisdom, now and forever. Amen.